凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。我们接下来我们的诗班要唱诗。 The choir is going to present a Chinese melody composed by a Chinese composer, and this comes the words, the flowers of the field are dressed in bright array, birds in the heavens never worry for a day. Our gracious Father watches over all. He cares so much for us that he will never let us fall. 我们现在请诗班到前面。他既然看顾天空的飞鸟麻雀，他也更要看顾我们。我们今天很高兴有这个 First Alliance Church 的牧师 Reverend Keith Shaw 再一次来到我们当中，来传讲我们的神的信息，来喂养我们教会的这些羊群。现在我们就把时间我们交给他。 We are one more time privileged to have Reverend Shaw to be with us to deliver message from God.
三个礼拜以前，我跟我的太太有这样子的一个特权，能够跟贵教会的执事们能够度过一个很好的一个晚上。
The food just gets better all the time.
那么我们所吃的这个中国菜呢，每次吃的都是比上次要好。
We learned a lot about your language and a lot about your culture, which was most enjoyable.
那么当天晚上我们也学到很多。有关你们的语言，也有关你们的文化，我们实在上那天晚上我们有一个很好的时光。
My wife and I both commented to one another afterwards what an enjoyable time we've shared together and just how blessed we are to have your fellowship with us here at First Alliance Church.
那么当天晚上以后，我就跟我太太在私底下交通的时候，我们就觉得我们跟你们能够常常在一起，有这样子的交通是我们的祝福。有你们在我们这个教会里头聚会，也是我们的一个喜乐。
I want to speak on why lordship is necessary.
今天下午我要跟各位来传讲的一个信息，就是为什么我们有必要来尊耶稣做我们的主。
In a small church in Eastern Europe, they were meeting for worship and prayer.
那么在东欧有一个很小的一个国家里头，有一个很小的教会，他们有一次聚会，他们在那里一起祷告，一起来敬拜神。
Suddenly bursting in the doors were about a dozen communist soldiers with submachine guns.
那么在他们聚会的当中，突然之间大概有十来个这个共产党的这个士兵带着机关枪来敲这个教会的门。
Very quickly they surrounded this group of about 100 Christians and they said to them, anyone who really doesn't believe in Christianity, we want you to leave now.
那么那个时候这些带了武器的这个军队就把那个教会大概有100个人左右在那里聚会，把他们围绕起来，那些军队就开始来告诉这些聚会的人，告诉他们说，你们当中若是有人不是真心相信耶稣基督的人，现在你们可以离开。
They were stunned, but after a while, about half of that group got up and left.
他们一下子看到军队包围他们就吓了一大跳。但是过了一阵子，他们比较清醒以后，大概有一半的人，他们就否定耶稣基督，他们就离开那里。
After all of them had left, and the 50 that were remaining were still shocked and stunned, the soldiers laid down their guns and said this.
那当那五十个人离开了以后，大概剩下的一半的人，另外五十个人他们留下来，他们还在惊慌当中，这个时候就看到他们这些共产党的军队就把武器放下来，这些士兵们就告诉这些基督徒，
We are believers also. We want to worship with you. We just wanted to get rid of the hypocrites.
那么在那个时候，这些军队士兵们就告诉这些留下来这五十个基督徒，就告诉他们，他说其实我们也是基督徒，我们很愿意来跟你们一起来敬拜神，所以我们要把这些假冒为善的冒充基督徒的人先把他们吓走了，我们才来跟你们一起敬拜。
One word describes the difference between those who left and those who stayed. That word is lordship.
那么到底是什么原因把那五十个人把他们吓走了，另外五十个人他们留下来呢？这个真正的不同的字典乃是这些人尊基督作主。
Lordship settles four basic issues in our life.
那么尊耶稣为主这件事情，实际上在我们的生命我们的生活当中啊，它牵扯到四个非常基本的问题。
The first one is what I call the position issue.
那么第一个问题乃是讲到我们地位的问题。
This is who will be number one in my life. Who has preeminence?
换句话说，乃是在你的生命当中，谁是占有最高的地位的这个问题。
This issue is not new. It was faced by Adam and Eve in the garden.
这个问题实际上并不是我们今天才开始来要面对的问题。实际上，在伊甸园里头，亚当夏娃就必须要面对这样的一个问题。
Satan came and said to Eve, "God hasn't allowed you to eat any fruit," and she corrected him and said.Well, we can eat all of the fruit except one tree.
那么这个时候，那个撒旦就来到伊甸园里头，就找夏娃，告诉他说：“他说神岂是说他不要你们来吃这个园中所有的果子吗？”那个时候，夏娃就告诉他：“不是，神不是这样说的。他说他我们可以吃，就是其中有一棵树的果子，我们不可以吃，也不可以摸。”
And then he said to Eve, "God knows that the day you eat of that tree, you will be like God. Your eyes will be opened. You will know good and evil."
那么接下来这个撒旦就又继续来告诉夏娃，他说你知道为什么神不要你吃这个树上的果子吗？因为当你吃的当天，你的眼睛就明亮了，你就可以分别善恶，你就跟神一样。
In other words, the real question was, who is number one? Who will determine what I do in my life?
换句话说，他这一段对话，他们所面对的这个问题，实际上来说就是说，在我这个整个人生我的生命当中，到底谁是主，谁有最后的决定权来决定我的生命。
she believed the lie of Satan, and she ate, and she fully expected that she would be equal with God.
当时夏娃听到撒旦这样讲了以后，她就开始动心了，她就开始要听撒旦的决定，撒旦替她决定她的人，她的人生，她就接受了。她那个时候，她就伸手去吃那个果子，她吃了以后，她就想，我就可以跟神相等。
But lordship settles this issue. It means that Jesus Christ is number one in my life.
尊耶稣基督做主，真正的意思乃是讲到，在我的人生当中，耶稣基督就是主人，他有最后的决定权来决定我的人生。
Remember the encounter of the Lord with his disciples in John chapter 13 before he goes to the cross, and there he washes the feet of the disciples.
各位都记得，在约翰福音记载，当耶稣上十字架以前，他跟他的门徒在一起，他那个时候他在洗了门徒的脚。
When it came to Peter in verse 8 of John 13, Peter said to Jesus, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
在约翰福音第十三章里头，那个时候耶稣要洗门徒的脚。他轮到彼得的时候，彼得就告诉耶稣说，他说，主啊，你不可以洗我的脚。耶稣就告诉他，他说，假如我不洗你的脚，你就跟我无份。
What we discover is that Peter was very position conscious, wasn't he?
我们就知道彼得讲这句话，他其实他的心里头想到的其实是地位的问题。
If one of the other disciples was willing to wash his feet, he would have no problem. But when Jesus wanted to wash his feet,He had a problem.
假如是其他的十二个门徒当中的其他的门徒要洗彼得的脚，我相信彼得会把他的脚伸出来让他们去洗。今天是因为他的主耶稣基督他要洗他的脚，所以他的脚就不敢伸出去。
But Peter felt that the Lord's position was such that he should not be washing his feet. It was a false sense of pride, wasn't it?
所以他那个时候他就想到，因为耶稣是主，所以我不敢让他来洗我的脚。他这样的一个想法，其实就是对耶稣的这个地位，他有一个错误的观念。
The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2 that Jesus did not hold on to his position, but he came down from heaven to earth and became man and died for us.
在腓立比书第二章里头就讲到，耶稣基督他并没有把他与神同等当作是强夺的，他反而是虚己，才了人的样式。来到这世间，甚至顺服、谦卑，到死在十字架上。
Jesus was willing to give up his position of equality with God in order to be our Savior and die on the cross bearing our sin.
耶稣基督他自己心甘情愿的放弃他跟神本来是同等的这样的一个地位，他来到世间，他甘心情愿的为了你跟我上了十字架，被钉死在上面。
And so lordship settles the position issue. Who is number one in my life? Is it Jesus Christ?
所以尊耶稣是主的这一件事情本身，实际上乃是面对到在你的人生、你的生命当中，谁有最后的决定权，谁有最高的地位，谁可以来决定我整个人生的问题。
Recently, I came across an article that dealt with this in a little bit of a humorous vein.
最近我读了有一篇文章。就是讨论到这个问题，不过他是用一个比较幽默的方式来讨论这个问题。
It dealt with the fact that we ought to rename some of the hymns that we sing in church.
那这个文章就讲到，在我们教会里头所唱的一些圣诗的一些名称、名字，我们必须要把它改过来。
The revised hymnal would have such hymns in it as, instead of I surrender all, I surrender some.
那么他就讲到，在这个诗歌里头有一首诗在讲到我全部都奉献给神，他说那一首诗歌应该把它改一下，说我是有一部分奉献给神。
Onward Christian Soldiers would be changed to Onward Christian Reserves.
那么他里头另外有一首诗叫做基督精兵，他那个是他说应该这首诗的名称应该不要讲基督精兵，应该讲是基督的预备役。
And when the saints go marching in would be changed to when the saints go sneaking in.
那么有另外有一首诗乃是讲到基督徒的必须往前进，他说这首诗的名称应该改成基督徒应该偷偷摸摸的往前。
But when we really come to the Lord Jesus Christ and when we acknowledge and surrender to his lordship, it settles this issue. Who is number one in my life?
所以从刚刚所讲的这些幽默的事情，
我们就可以体验到真正我们说我们尊耶稣为主这个意思到底是什么意思，乃是把我们全人通通完完全全投降降服在主耶稣基督的主权，他有权利来决定我整个人生的问题。
Are you living as though you're equal with God, or have you bowed before him and acknowledged him as your Lord?
我们都应该要反省一下，在我们的生活当中，我们是不是有意无意当中，我们把我们自己当作是与神是同等的，或者是你真真实实的，你真是向神低头，尊重他的主权，觉得他的权柄比我的主权还要高。
The second issue that lordship settles is what I call the permission issue. Who has a right to my life?
那么第二个问题，我们尊耶稣为主的这件事情所面对到的第二个问题，乃是讲到谁对我的生命有这个主权的问题。
I'd like you to turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, and notice verses 57 through 62, where Jesus encounters three individuals, and notice that the issue here is that Jesus has a right to this person's life.
在路加福音第九章，从五十一节一直到后两，这里讲到耶稣遇到有三个人，这三个人整个的过程，乃是讲到在这三个人的生命当中，到底谁有这个主权。
We read in verse 57 of Luke 9, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go.
我们看到第五十七节这里讲到说，他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
第五十八节，耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
And he said to another, follow me. But he said, permit me first to go and bury my father.
又对一个人说，跟从我来。那个人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
But he said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God.
第六十节，耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
And another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home.
又有一个人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
But Jesus said to him, no one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，所扶着你向后看的，不配进神的国。
I find four observations here about lordship and this issue of who has a right to my life.
那么从刚刚所读的这段圣经里头，我们看到到底谁真正在我的生命当中有主权，我就看到这里有四个事情我们必须要提出来讨论。
The first is, not everyone is ready for lordship.
第一个，并不是所有的人都已经准备好愿意来接受耶稣基督做他的主。
These all professed that they wanted to follow Jesus, but when it came right down to it, they all put a hand out and said, no,That's as far as it goes. I will not allow you to come into my life.
这里总共讲到耶稣遇到了三个人，这三个人都愿意要跟从耶稣，但是耶稣在那个时候要求他们，你们要跟从我，你就必须要尊我为主，因为我对你的生命有主权来决定。当这样子的时候，这三个人都已经退缩了，因为他们没有办法接受这样子的安排。
Secondly, lordship is more than words. It's more than profession.
这个第二点，这个我们讲尊耶稣为主，这个并不只是嘴巴说说而已。
All of these said, I will follow you, but none of them followed him.
因为刚刚我们所看的这三个人，他们嘴巴都说我愿意跟从主，但是实际上他们都没有。
Is that the way it is with you? Are you saying with your mouth, I want to follow you, Lord, or are you really following him with your life?
在你的人生当中，你说你要跟从主，你只是嘴巴在讲而已，还是你实际上在你的生命当中，你是在跟从主？
The third observation is that Jesus sees the heart of all three of these individuals.
第三点，我们看到我们的主，他看到每一个人的心里头的意念。
He cuts right through to the issue, doesn't he? In every one of these encounters.
你看到他在回答这些人的问题的时候，你就知道耶稣讲的话、回答的问题都是单刀直入，刺到他整个问题的重心。
That's why in the verses we read earlier in Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' is really following me."
所以怪不得我们刚刚所读的马太福音第七章所说的，耶稣他就说，不是所有称呼我主啊主啊的人都能够进神的国。
The fourth observation I find here in these three encounters in Luke 9 is lordship forces us to choose.
那么第四点就是我们刚刚所读的路加福音第九章所写的这三个人，我讲到我们尊耶稣做主的这个所面临到的第四个问题，乃是在你的人生当中，你很多时候必须要有所抉择。
When we encounter this truth that Jesus is Lord and He wants to be Lord of our life and He wants us to follow Him, it will either change us, it cannot leave us the same.
当你真正面对到这个问题，说我真心要跟从主，我愿意尊主为大，他对我整个的生命有绝对的主权，这样子的时候，你不可能说我的生命、我的价值观跟以前完全是不变的，这是不可能的事情。
A number of years ago, we had a president in the United States named Lyndon Johnson.
在几年以前，美国有一位总统叫做詹森。
He was a man from Texas.
他是从德州来的。
And he used to tell one of his favorite stories about a school teacher who needed a job.
那他当总统的时候，常常在讲一个故事，讲到他们德州有一个学校的老师，他在找一个工作。
This was during a period in our history which we call the Depression, when people were without jobs and there wasn't much money. Banks were closed. It was terrible economic conditions in America.
这个故事呢，是讲到在30年代、40年代初期，美国经济大恐慌的时候，那个时候很多人都破产，银行都关门。人都没有钱的那一段时间的故事。
Back in those days, they had one-room schoolhouses with one teacher.
那个时候的学校常常就是只有一个教室，整个学校只有一个老师。
And she desperately needed a job, so she filled out an application and was invited in for an interview.
所以这个老师啊，他因为他必须要有一个工作，他能够支援他自己的生活所需，所以他就开始来填这个申请表，人家就邀请他去面谈。
In the interview, they asked her this question: Do you believe the world is round or flat?
那个时候，他去面谈的时候，他有人就问他，他说：“你相信这个地球到底是四方形、是平面的，还是圆的？”
She wanted the job so badly that after a few moments of silence, she said, "Well, I can teach it both ways."
那么他因为他非常的需要这个工作，所以人家问他这个问题的时候，他停留一分钟以后，他就这样回答他，他说。我两个都可以教。
Many people approach lordship the same way. I can live it both ways. I can talk with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, but I don't have to follow Him.
很多人当面临到耶稣是主这个问题的时候，我们跟这个老师是一样的，就是我两边我都可以，我嘴巴可以叫耶稣是主，但是我的心里头没有办法去改变。
Notice again in Luke chapter 9, these verses that we read, lordship really means three things. First, accepting the future regardless of the cost.
我们在看了路加福音第九章，我们刚刚所读的57节以后，这个事情到底我们来想一想，我们说我们尊耶稣为主这件事情到底是什么意思？第一件意思乃是讲到说，我把我整个未来的事情完完全全交托在耶稣基督的手里，不管未来到底是什么。
In verse 58, Jesus said to this man, The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, Jesus had to trust totally the Father for his future.
第五十八节就讲到，耶稣告诉其中的一个人，他说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”这个乃是讲到耶稣他把他整个的未来完完全全交托在父神的手中，父神怎么安排他，他就怎么样过日子。
Some of you have checking accounts with a bank.
我们当中很多人在银行里头都有开的这个支票的户头。
Lordship would be similar to writing the name payable to God and signing your name at the bottom and giving the total check, the future of your life to God.
什么叫做尊耶稣为主呢？就是好像你在写一张支票，那么这个支票的上面说受付人是谁，你说是神，底下呢就签了你的名字，当中的那个金额你就不填，就叫神来填，这样的就叫做我们尊为书耶稣为主。
The second thing lordship means in this passage is leaving the past regardless of the pull.
那么第二个你讲到尊耶稣为主这个意思呢，乃是什么，乃是把你过去的 过去的事情通通把它忘掉。
In verses 61 and 62, the young man says, permit me to say goodbye to those at home. There was a pull, there was a draw to be a part of his family and still be able to follow Jesus.
他这个61节讲到说，有一个人他要跟从主，他说，让我先回去辞别我家里的人吧。这个事情乃是告诉我们什么？他说，在世界上，你自己的关系，你的过去，有很多吸引力，有很多力量把你抓住，你就要有办法把这些抓住你的力量通通把它割断，你才有办法遵耶稣做。
Thirdly, it means seizing the moment, regardless of the inconvenience.
那么第三点，讲到我们遵耶稣为主的意思，乃是讲到今天就是机会，你就必须要抓住现在这个机会，而不要想到我什么时候对我是比较方便。
In verses 59 and 60, the man whose father is going to die, and Jesus says, allow the dead to bury their dead. Notice that this was a moment, a special moment, and regardless of the inconvenience, Jesus called him to follow him and make him Lord.
我们这里看到有一个人，耶稣要叫他来跟从他，他说，我家里父亲快要死掉了，等我回去把父亲埋葬了以后，我才来跟从你。耶稣这里乃是教他一个重要的一个功课，乃是你真正要跟从耶稣，乃是这个时候，现在才是真正的机会，而不是等到你方便的时候你才来跟从主。
So we see that lordship settles the position issue, and secondly, it settles the permission issue, but thirdly, it settles the profession issue.
那么我们看到这个有关尊耶稣为主这样的一个事情，第一点乃是面对到你的地位的问题。第二点乃是面对到你的主权的问题，第三点乃是面对到你承认的问题。
In Luke 6 and verse 46, a passage parallel to Matthew 7, we read, and why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
在路加福音第六章第四十六节，这里有一段话跟马太福音第七章我们所读的有一点类似的，这里四十六节这样讲。他说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵守我的话行呢？”
I discover here that Jesus is amazed. He is amazed that people will call him Lord, but not do what he says.
这里我们可以看到，耶稣啊，实际上是非常的惊奇。为什么世界上有这么多的人用嘴巴来称他是主啊，主啊，但是实际上在他们的心里一点都没有意思要遵从他的话去行。
They say one thing with their lips, but they fail to back it up with their lives.
他们只是用嘴巴在侍奉他，但是他们的心里是完全不跟着他们的嘴巴在走。
Notice verse 47. Jesus says, "Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts upon them, I will show you who he is like."
第四十七节这样讲：凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么样的人。
Jesus gives us three simple steps to lordship in verse 47.
在这一节圣经里头，耶稣告诉我们，你要尊耶稣为主，必须要经过三个很简单的阶段。
The first is everyone who comes to me, you must come to Jesus.
第一个阶段乃是你必须要先来到我这里来，你必须要先到耶稣这里来。
The Carolinas went to New York to see the Broadway play My Fair Lady. This was a number of years ago, of course.
那么这个当然是一个很多年以前，这个从 North Carolina 有一批人，他们进了纽约，到纽约这个百老汇的剧院里头去看这个 My Fair Lady 这样的一个剧。
They got on a train and it arrived in New York City at Broadway, and they got into their hotel and they were awaiting a wonderful evening seeing this play.
那么他们这些人就搭了火车，那么火车就驶进美国第一大都市纽约市，到了百老汇的一个地方，他们就进了这个旅馆，他们等候那天晚上要去看这个歌剧。
When they got to the theater, they discovered that everything was sold out. Not a single performance was available or open for them to purchase tickets.
当他们那天晚上要去看这个歌剧的时候，他们到达这个歌剧院，才知道他整个歌剧院的所有的座位、所有的票，通通卖光了，连一个空位都没有。
They had boasted to all of their friends in the Carolinas that they were going to see the play My Fair Lady.
但是他们离开他们的家乡以前，他们已经告诉他们所有的朋友、他们的亲戚，他说：“我们现在要到纽约百老汇去看这个歌剧。”
They were really disappointed.
没有想到，他们到达地点以后，没有一张票，
剩下来的，所以他们非常的失望。
But as they stood there, they realized that the performance was ending and people were flooding out of the theater and someone came up with a brilliant idea.
那个时候他们就站在那外边，在那里很失望的时候，他们突然之间已经发现到这个歌剧已经结束了，所有里头的观众都是好像水一样往外流，他们要离开这个场所。他们看到这个情况以后，其中有一个人他就有一个主见。
They said, everyone grab somebody's ticket stubs.
他说我们啊赶快把他们要出场的这些人手里拿的这个票根啊把它抢过来。
Go inside and buy a program.
然后我们拿了这个票根跑到里头去买一张这个节目表。
Somebody buy a tape of all of the musical numbers in the play My Fair Lady.
那么然后就买了这个所有的这个歌剧里头的所有这些歌谱各买一份。
And after they had done all that, they went back to the hotel and they learned all of the songs to My Fair Lady.
所以他们这些东西他们都做了，该买的都买了，他们就回到他们的旅馆去那里练唱，因为这个歌剧里头的很多这个歌曲他们已经有歌谱了，他们可以在旅馆练唱。
Then it was time to go back to the Carolinas.
然后他们时间到了，他们就要回老家去。
When they got back, they talked about the play, My Fair Lady.
所以他们回去以后就跟他们的这些朋友家人，他们就开始吹他们的牛，讲到这个 My Fair Lady 这个歌剧。
They showed everybody their ticket stubs.
他们把他们的这个票根就让他们的朋友看。
They went over the program with everybody who asked.
他们把这个节目单也拿给他们的朋友看。
Everybody believed they had actually seen the play My Fair Lady.
所以所有的他们家乡的人，每一个人都相信也羡慕他们居然真正跑到纽约去，居然去看到这个歌剧。
But they had never seen it. They had never experienced it.
实际上他们根本都没有进去这个歌剧，他们根本都没看到。
That's what the lordship issue is all about, in a sense. It's about backing up our profession with our actions.
这个故事其实就是在告诉我们，我们真正称耶稣为主的人，我们不是嘴巴讲讲，装模作样，好像有这么一回事情就行了。实际上，你真正必须要，你嘴巴这样讲，你这样承认，你必须要这个心跟你的嘴巴在一起。
It's not handing people your worship folder and saying, "I've been to church when you haven't."
你不是回去拿了一个周报给人家看，说我今天下午再到高台教会去主日崇拜。
It's not singing the songs without knowing Jesus in your heart.
你不是在这里站在这里唱了很多诗歌，但是你的心里实际上根本就没有接受耶稣。
It's not talking religious language without having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
你不是讲一些教会里头讲的一些术语就行了，而你心里实际上根本没有基督在你里面。
There are three classes of people.
有三种不同的人呢。
Those who neither call Jesus Lord nor do the things He says.
那么这三种的人，他们嘴巴也不称耶稣为主，而且当然也不会遵照耶稣的教导去行。
Those who call Him Lord but don't do the things that He says.
有一种人乃是只有嘴巴称他是主，但是从来不做。
And the third class are all those who call Him Lord and do the things He says.
那么另外有一种人，就是他嘴巴真是称呼耶稣是主，而且他的心里也真正是有这么一个意思，他就遵照耶稣基督的教导去行。
In which class are you?
你到底是哪一种人？
I have the wonderful privilege of marrying couples as they stand at the altar, joining them together as husband and wife.
我常常在这个教会里头，因为我是牧师，所以教会里头有男孩子女孩子要结婚的时候，他们就来找我，我就跟他们证婚。
I don't know what couples, a man and woman, say to each other when you go through your marriage ceremonies in your culture, but in our culture, both of them have to say that they will have this other person in sickness and in health, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
我不晓得中国人结婚的时候，在这个结婚典礼上面，这个夫妇到底讲些什么话。不过在我们美国人结婚的时候，在结婚典礼的时候，他们双方都要跟对方讲这么一句话，乃是讲到以后不管是你健康或者是疾病，不管是生活是比较好或者是比较不好，或者是在怎么样的任何的情况之下，我都要接纳你做我的配偶。
A couple that tries to commit as little as possible really has no hope for a lasting marriage.
假如在那个结婚典礼上面 假如这两个人他们都有所保留，不敢真正是把他们自己给对方啊，我可以告诉你，他们这个婚姻不会维持很久。
A person who would say, I'll be with you as long as you're rich, but the moment you're poor, I'm gone. That marriage isn't going to last.
假如说在这个结婚典礼上面，其中有一方告诉对方，他说，当你健康的时候，我可以做你的配偶，但是是当你这个身体不好或者贫穷的时候，我就要离开你。你想呢？这个婚姻会维持很久吗
？If it takes 100% commitment to make a marriage last, how much commitment does it take to make our relationship with God last?
我们各位都知道，在一个婚姻真正要维持一个良好的婚姻，双方都要有100%的一种献身的这种情操，你才有办法维持一个好的婚姻。我们跟主的关系呀、啊，不只是要比婚姻的这种献身，还要超过。到底我们对主，你对主的这种献身委身，到底是有100%？
We ought to give him 100% of our life, all for him.
我们真正要把全然通通是献上。
The last thing that lordship settles is the possession issue. What? Who owns the things in my life?
最后我讲到有关于称耶稣为主这件事情所面临到的一个问题，乃是谁拥有我的生命。这个问题
Do I really believe that my life belongs not to me but to God?
我是不是真心相信我的生命不是属于我，不在我的手中，而是全然属于神？
I must recognize that I belong to God if I have received Christ as my Savior because He purchased me with His blood.
当我接受耶稣基督做我的救主的时候，我就必须要承认我这个生命是属于神的。为什么呢？因为耶稣基督是用他自己的血，用重价把我买赎的。
It not only means that he possesses me and owns me, but he owns all of my possessions too.
他不单单是拥有我的生命，我所有拥有的一切的东西都是属于神。
God created everything and he loans it to us to use for his glory.
因为这世界和其中所充满的都是属于神的。他是把他所创造的这些东西的一部分，他借给你使用而已。
Lordship means that I view all of my possessions as belonging to Him, and I want to use them so His name is magnified in the world.
所以，我们真正是尊主、尊耶稣为主的人，我们真正是完全承认我的生命跟我所拥有的东西都是属于神的，所以我必须要忠心使用我的生命，使用我所有的。只有为了一个目的，乃是要叫他的名在这世上被称赞、被荣耀。
In most American church services, we pass an offering plate.
在美国的教会，我们主日崇拜的时候，我们就有一个盘子，一排一排的这样子递过去的收奉献。
People can place their money, their offerings to God in the offering plate.
那么，当这个盘子递到你面前的时候，你要奉献的金钱，你可以摆在那个盘子里。
One of my favorite cartoons, if you read cartoons in the papers, is of Dennis the Menace.
那么我所喜欢看的有一个报纸上的一个卡通。
He is walking out of the church with his parents.
他这个有一个人，他离开教会，跟他的父母亲聚完会以后离开教会。
His mother has this look of horror on her face as she hears him say something to the pastor.
那么这个孩子啊，在跟牧师讲了一些话，他妈妈听了以后，整个脸都变色了。
This little boy who is known for his mischievous deed says this to the pastor.
因为这个孩子是非常之调皮，所以他就告诉牧师这样说。
What are you going to do with the dollar my dad gave you today?
那么他就问牧师啊，他说今天啊，我爸爸在盘子上放一块钱啊，你要怎么样来使用我爸爸给你的一块
？As a little child, he is mistaken in his view that that dollar belonged to his dad.
那这个孩子，他因为他不懂，他认为那一块钱本来就是他爸爸的。
That dollar really belonged to God, didn't it?
其实那一块钱实际上本来就是我们属于我们的神的。
I remember when my boys were very small.
当我记得我孩子还小的时候。
We came to Christmas when we wanted to exchange gifts.
我们到了这个圣诞节的时候，我们要交换礼物。
My boys didn't have any income.
那么我这个小孩他不会赚钱。
And so my one son came to me and said, Dad, Can you give me some money so I can buy you a Christmas gift?
所以我这个小孩就来告诉我，他说：“爸爸，你能不能给我几块钱？因为我要用这几块钱去买一个礼物送给你。”
And so I gave him some money.
所以我就给他几块钱。
And he went out and bought me a wonderful gift.
所以他就真的用那几块钱出去去买了一个礼物送给我。
And when I expressed my great appreciation for the gift,
那个时候我接到这个礼物啊，我就向他道谢。
He said, "I must be something wonderful."
他说：“那我大概是一个很好的小孩。”
I have really done something great.
因为我一定是做了一件非常非常好的事情，叫你高兴。
I think God must think of that in relation to His own children, don't you?
我相信这个故事也就表明神呢、啊、怎么样接纳我们，其实是相同的道理。
He gives us everything.
因为我们所有的本来都不是我们创造的，是他给我们的。
And when we return something back to Him, we shouldn't think of how great we are.
然后我们把他给我们的东西，我们有一点点，我们就奉献还回给神。我们不应该觉得我们实在是很了不起。
We should think of how great He is.
我们所应该想的乃是神有多了不起，对我们有多好。
I want to close with a story that comes from the nation of Russia.
我最后结束，我就讲一个故事，是有关在苏俄的一个故事。
In the 15th century, there was a great warrior named Ivan the Great.
那么在十五世纪的时候，在苏联有这么一个人。
He put Russia together as we know it today, practically.
他就是把这个苏联，把他这个国家建起来，就像今天的苏联一样。
He loved to make war so much that he forgot to get married.
那么他这个人是这个好战的一个人，喜欢战争，所以他就忘了他必须要结婚。
And so one day his closest advisors told him that it was time for him to marry.
那么有一天呢、啊，他的这些参谋。就告诉他，他说、啊、某某将军啊，你也应该要结婚了。
Ivan said, "I don't have time to court a wife."
他说、啊、我实在是没有时间了、啊，我实在是没有时间去爱我的这个太太。
I'm too busy conquering the world.
我实在是太忙，打仗实在是太忙。
So he said to these advisors, "Go find me a wife."
他那个时候，不过他想想，他就告诉他这些参谋，他说，要不然你们就去帮我找一个太太好。
They went all over Europe trying to find him a wife.
所以这些参谋就到处在欧洲各国到处去找，为了要帮他们的将军找一个太太。
Finally, they found the daughter of the king of Greece.
所以他们后来就找到这个希腊国王的一个女儿。
And they came back and said to him, "She's willing to marry you."
他就回来就告诉他们的将军，他说希腊国王的女儿愿意嫁给你。
There's only one problem.
不过里头有一个问题。
If you marry her, you must become Greek Orthodox.
他说：“不过，假如啊，你跟他结婚以后，你就必须要信这个东正教、希腊正教。”
He said, "Well, if she'll marry me and if she'll be a good wife, I can become a Greek Orthodox."
他说他想想，他说没有问题。假如她愿意嫁给我，她做我一个好的太太，那我就愿意，我相信这个希腊东正教。
Now that was welcome news to the Greeks because it meant that Ivan would never conquer them.
所以这个希腊人听到这个消息，哎，觉得这个也是很好的消息。为什么？因为他们假如这个苏联的将军信了这个希腊东正教以后，跟他们结亲了、啊，他就不会派兵来攻打希腊。
Now they said to him, "Since you're going to become Greek Orthodox, it would be better if all of your advisors would become Greek Orthodox as well."
所以他们就告诉这个苏联的这个将军，他说、啊，既然你已经同意要相信希腊东正教。我们也劝你所有的参谋也跟你一样的通通也来相信这个希腊东正教。
He agreed to this, so they sent up a number of priests to train all of these men in becoming Greek Orthodox.
那么后来他也同意了以后，所以希腊帝国就派很多希腊东正教的神父到苏联去来训练这个将军，也训练他的所有的参谋，叫他们都来相信希腊东正教。
When all of that was completed, it was time for the marriage.
当这些事情通通做好了，程序都办好了以后，接下来就是婚姻大典。
They all traveled down to Greece.
所以他们将军啊、参谋啊，通通到希腊来。
When they arrived there, the king of Greece said, "You can't marry my daughter until you're all baptized."
他们到了以后，这个希腊的国王就出来告诉他们，他说：“除非你们现在接受希腊东正教的洗礼。”否则我的女儿不会嫁给他。
So they all marched into the Mediterranean Sea.
所以他们讲这个洗礼还不简单，所以就他们通通下到这个地中海里头去了。
Every single man had a priest beside him to baptize him.
所有的每一个人，这个将军跟他所有的参谋，就是希腊国王都派一个神父跟他们在一起，通通下水去了，一个跟一个下水。
They were all dressed in their finest military attire.
那他们通通穿着这个军装军服，通通下水去。
Just as they were ready to be baptized, the king of Greece said, "We have one more problem."
那么，当这个洗礼刚要开始的时候，这个希腊的国王又站出来，又讲话了。他说：“我们现在还有一个问题。”
The Greek Orthodox Church says that you cannot be a warrior and be a member of the church.
那么他就告诉他，他说：“根据我们这个希腊东正教的这个教条，你不可以当这个打仗的人，当将军，而且同时来相信这个希腊东正教。”
So they called together a very quick meeting to solve the problem.
所以他们就在水中啊，就开始开一个紧急会议，这个问题必须马上解决。
They came up with a very simple answer.
所以他们就马上就有一个解答来解答这个问题。
When the priest was ready to baptize each man, they told them to do one thing.
所以当这个神父要跟他们洗礼的时候，他们神父就告诉他们一件事情。
The soldier was to take the sword from his sheath.And hold it high above his head.
所以这个他们这些将军这些军人呢、啊，就要把他们佩戴的这个剑，抽出这个剑鞘，然后高高的举在上面。
And then the priest was to baptize that man in the water with the sword not immersed in the water.
然后这个神父就跟他们洗礼，洗礼的时候，他们这个剑就不会碰到水。
All the rest of their body would go under except their arm.
那么他们的整个身体通通泡在水里头，就是他们的手没有泡在水里头。
They have what history has now called the unbaptized arm.
所以现在他们就，历史学家就说，他们这个人受了洗啊，就是一只这个手臂没有受洗。
It reminds us all, even though it's a rather humorous story, does it not, that it's very easy for us to make a profession, but not follow through.
这个故事虽然是一个。像好像是一个讽刺的一个故事，实际上也告诉我们一个真理，就是我们很多人，我们跟从主也是一样，是还有保留，我们没有办法完完全全的通通奉献给神。
Have we baptized our wills in the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们受洗的时候，我们的意志是不是也奉耶稣基督的名，我们也受洗
？Is our time baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ?
当你受洗的时候。你的人生，你的时间，是不是也奉耶稣基督的名，也一样受洗了
？Have we taken all of our possessions and baptized them in the Lord Jesus Christ？
你是不是你所有的东西，你所拥有的家产，在你受洗的时候，也一样是奉耶稣基督的名也受洗
？Or do we hold things out and say, Lord, this still belongs to me？
或者是你是有一部分东西你是受洗的，另外有一部分东西你还是举在那里，你有所保留。不能奉献给神。
Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven."
耶稣说，不是所有称我为主啊、主啊的人都能够进神的国。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
只有那些遵从我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Lordship is necessary because it settles who's number one in my life.
我们必须要尊耶稣为主，因为第一个，他解决一个问题，乃是在我人生的地位上面，到底是谁是居首位。
It settles who has a right to my life.
也同时也解决一个问题，乃是主权，我的整个生命的主权到底是谁。
It settles the issue that I will back up my talk with my walk.
另外要解决一个问题，乃是当你真实是表白你的信仰的时候。你是光光用嘴唇在表白，还是你用你的心在表白
？And it settles the issue of who owns me and my possessions.
同时也解决了一个问题，乃是所有权，我整个人生的所有权到底是归谁所有
？Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, today we're so thankful that you love us. We're so thankful that you gave your Son to die on the cross for our sins. We're thankful that you are Lord.And we would bow before you today, asking that you might make our hearts one with yours, that we might truly allow you to have full possession of all that we are and all that we have, that we would give you full permission to come into our life, for you have a right to our life.
Lord, that you would be number one in every single heart and every single life. And also, Father, that you would allow us to live out that which we profess with our mouth. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for their faithfulness to the gospel. I thank you for their love for you and their desire to grow in you. And I pray that you'll use them. We know that the effectiveness of their use to you will be in relationship and in proportion to the reality that you are Lord in their lives. And so, Father, we do not treat this issue lightly. We feel it so critically important in our lives today. And I pray that everyone will know this truth in an experiential way and really make him first in their life. Bless, I pray, this work and each life, each home. Allow them to magnify your name as they live for you in the power and might of your Spirit. And in obedience to your word, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.